and he will turn us. We believe in the promises of God as in yay, yay. Yes, and amen. And listen to 2 Corinthians. I did a study on that whole yes and amen thing, and you're going to learn a thing or two about what that means. You know, it's not, and the point is, it's like not like, oh, you're free from your sins. Well, not really. Yes. Am I really free from my sins? Well, yes and no. Yes, you're really free from your sins and that God isn't going to hold you guilty anymore. But no, in that you're still going to sin. See, that's yes and no. Is Christ's blood really cleansed me from my sins? Yes and no. Because, that's exactly how they preach. Yes and no. Yes and no. Not yes and yes. Does Christ cleanse me from my sins? Yes, he cleanses you from his sins. Yes, your sins. Yes, he cleanses you from your sins. Yes, he turns you from your iniquities. Yes, amen. He doesn't come every year or every day to reoffer himself as a sacrifice for sins. He is once in the end of the world. Offered, of course that, I almost wanted to ignore it because it's like, well, it seemed, the end of the world. It's been 2,000 years. Doesn't seem like the end. Well, it was the end of a time. End of the age. The word is aionon, which is at the end of the age. The world, like cosmos, it wasn't the end of the cosmos, it was the end of the aion, which is the age. At the end of the age, he has appeared to put away sin. And that was the end of an age. I mean, our calendar is set by that. Not really. Actually, we set the calendar by his birth. I would rather have it set by his death. Really. To me, that makes much more sense. That's when things changed. Because the old covenant continued throughout his lifetime. And so that really, what it really comes down to is our calendar is something like between 27 and 29 years off. We haven't even reached 2000 yet. I always like to joke about that. We're like in the early 80s. Or something like that. I forget exactly. We're somewhere around that, As far as the real time, as far as since Christ really changed things and put an end to the age. He offered himself at the end of the world. So, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment, men are going to die, and then they will be judged. That's how death works. You die, you're judged. You don't die, then you go to Sunday school class, as some would have you believe, whether it would be purgatory or something else. The next thing is the judgment. And as I recall in the book of Revelation, judgment comes at the end of this world. At the end of this age. At the end of this age, there will be the judgment. And before that judgment, God will raise all the dead out of their graves for judgment. So it is death and then judgment. It's not death, an indeterminate period of waiting, and then judgment. No, you die. When you die, you slip out of time and existence, and then you will awaken resurrection for judgment. Verse 28, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin to salvation. It says in the book of 1 John that, 1 John chapter 3, I wrote a song about that. You can see it on my webpage, oraclesofgod.org. He said, I didn't have to go here. I could quote this. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We will be like him when he appears. And he's going to appear without sin unto salvation. We will be like him without sin. But don't deceive yourself into thinking, I'm going to be a Christian, and I don't need any further improvements. There are certain things that ought to be in us. 2 Peter chapter 1 tells of them. They ought to be in us in order for us to be sure of our calling and election. If we want to be sure of our calling and election, we ought to see certain things abounding. Certain things ought to be happening. And without those things, I would not be confident. And as yet, I'm not entirely confident. As Paul, I want to keep under my body, lest I would teach all this to others and myself fail to obtain it. What a terrible shame that would be.